I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto, and this is Cinema Classics.
Hooray!
Yeah. We last spoke about the Oscars, John, if anybody sat through that entire conversation. It went on and on.
Long.
Yeah, the long version, which you can hear all the uncut shows on Facebook, right, and
yeah.
The website.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Catherine Bigelow.
Look, at Zero Dark Thirty is a player this year.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything topples Lincoln, it's going to be that. So let's deal with Catherine Bigelow. You have to, because she's 5'11"
Yes, that's right.
You can't miss her.
You can't miss her. She's a beautiful woman.
Yes.
And you can't not talk about her and Oscars, because she's the first woman director to have ever won Best Director.
She's the first woman to win the Directors Guild of America Award for directing, and that was The Hurt Locker.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, of course, first woman in Oscar history to win the Best Director Award.
All the more interesting because she was snubbed this year, despite Zero Dark Thirty getting all kinds of nominations, including Best Picture.
Right.
So now, do you think that that snub has come out of the concern and perception that her film promotes torture?
And I think there's something to that. It is very difficult when you have 6,000 people who are actually voting on this, or you have, you know, so many people involved, so many different agendas involved. Is it possibly those people who support James Cameron don't want her to see her win again? Or is
Wait, there are people who support James Cameron?
Hey,
go ahead.
Anyway, it's all bizarre. But yes, the torture sequence at the beginning, which is rather long, and I don't believe is unpalatable.
Right.
I think it's a part of the whole process of war. So anyway,
let me say,
possible.
This whole conversation is ridiculous. I'm not making that accusation. That's what some people are saying.
Of course.
If we are to believe that these things happened, and I'm pretty sure we can say that they did.
Now, whether we ever got any information that would lead to getting Osama bin Laden is arguable at best.
Sure.
But she includes at the beginning of the film, it's very powerful. For me, it's instructive on the process of clandestine war. She's the filmmaker.
Right.
She's imagining this.
Yes.
So let her be.
Exactly. It's her film. Let her,
yes.
You know, I don't believe the director needs to be nominated. When she started out directing these ridiculous B-movie trashy adventures
Near
Dark.
No. Oh, how about Blue Steel and Point Break?
Well, but we got to talk about Near Dark first,
which
is a Lance Henriksen vampire movie.
Well, that's right, it is.
But
when you
80s.
Get to 1989 with Blue Steel, I think you begin to get the kind of film that she really likes, which is taking a protagonist who is boxed in, caught in a circumstance where the person has to prove himself or herself, and she's pretty democratic with both males and females. In this case, Jamie Lee Curtis.
And that's an awful movie, Blue Steel.
You missed Point Break.
I didn't miss it. I was coming back to it. Because this ties back into her earlier trashy movies. Point Break is a ridiculous bank robbing movie with Patrick Swayze and Keanu Reeves.
That's right.
Before The Matrix, so before we really could take Keanu seriously. Again, she's great at these pulpy, tacky,
the thriller. She is good.
She is very good.
Which leads up to me when we get to it. To her current film, which again I think is an A+ thriller.
Well, it leads up to The Hurt Locker.
Well, wait
a minute.
And then
she kind of did.
Wait a minute.
What?
Can you forget K-19, The Widowmaker, which was in?
Well, I have an answer for that.
2002.
Easily. So that's what I'm talking about. She makes these kind of movies, and then all of a sudden, The Hurt Locker.
Yeah, it's explosive.
It's intimate.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that really becomes where her strengths were in the intimacies of people under duress.
I don't believe she can do another thriller if she's going to be seriously considered. Let me just read to you what she says about being a female director, if that's okay. If there's a specific resistance to women making movies, I just choose to ignore that as an obstacle for two reasons. I can't change my gender, and I refuse to stop making movies. It's irrelevant who or what directed a movie. The important thing is that you either respond to it or you don't. There should be more women directing. I would like to see her do something along the lines of The Help.
I, on the other hand, would like her to do the sequel to Point Break. Cinema Classics is brought to you in part by the Gateway Film Center, presenting their independent film showcase, a 12-film series rotating over 8 days, January 17th through the 24th. Gateway Film Center has indoor parking in the OSU campus neighborhood at 11th and High. Further details and reservations online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.